What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every goddamn week, and we talk about what the hell we want. That's damn the right. Best way to sum it up.
Damn right.
What we talk about is coming from two fathers, two husbands, uncles, brothers. What else are we? Black men, black fathers.
Yep. One guy with eyebrows, one guy without eyebrows. Yeah.
I always start somewhere.
You got to keep it diverse. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
All about balance.
Yeah, it's about balance.
Height without height. You know, it's all about that balance needed.
Mm-hmm. I also saw you make a post, man, talking about short guys always talking about they beat up.
I wasn't talking about you, Goose.
Okay. That's all I need.
I wasn't talking about you.
Yes, yeah.
No, because we done talked about story. You go both ways.
We had to.
Meaning that you would talk about times when you got.
I just want to make sure. I just checking it because we don't want none of that.
But Goose be like, you know, it's one dude. You know, he was about your height, Tank.
That dude almost broke my nose. So I didn't beat him up.
Oh, that story, that had me. That hurt me.
Yeah, he knocked the shit out.
He said, I ran up on him and he.
I got a knot right on my nose.
What'd you say? A couple years later, you run across me. Hey, man, what's up? He's like, saw that dude knocked me out.
This dude almost knocked my head off.
Anyway, fam. Actually, it happened to me like a couple weeks ago. It was, I don't know what event I was at. And it was this dude. I don't know. It might have been like almost a parent teacher shit or something. I don't know how we got on. I'm like, why is this dude talking about getting into fights? Like, what are you going through? Little white dude. Anyway, I wasn't talking about you, Goose.
Okay, thank you. My feelings are kind of hurt.
Don't have your feelings hurt, man. Was that on your chest? Were you going to get that off your chest?
Let me get this off my chest because I've been flying. We back
yes.
flying. Yes. Man, I love Delta and then I don't. We got a love-hate relationship. So if you have certain points or you got certain status with Delta, they upgrade you. So like I said, I'm in my main cabin. Window seat, they upgraded me to a middle seat in comfort.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to say this real quick. Patreon, we got Patreon watching live. Patreon, y'all are not getting the sound through the mics. Y'all getting the sound through the phone. So that'd be the difference that you hear. Because some people are saying they can't hear.
We turned. Yep.
Yeah, somebody in Patreon just let them know. Yeah. So that's the difference. If I do live stream, the picture quality gonna be crappy. Go ahead with your story, Goose.
Right. I wouldn't if I talk really loud.
No, we ain't doing that.
Okay. Trying to help y'all out. All right. So they upgraded me from main cabin window seat to comfort middle seat. All right. And I've been learning my lesson.
Comfort middle. Okay.
Yeah. I've been learning my lesson. When they want to upgrade me, I should take the upgrade because usually when I deny it, some old crazy crap happen.
Yeah.
So get in the middle seat. Everything's all good. All right. And this is a morning flight. So I left. Anyway, it's light outside. But, you know, when you get on the plane, man, you just want to go to sleep. No matter what time of day it is, turn the lights off, close the blinds, everything else. So I'm getting ready. Matter of fact, I was knocked out. And then I hear, this fool next to me open up his window all the way. So the light just like hitting me. So now I can't go to sleep. He finally gets to the point to where he doesn't want the damn sun in his face anymore. Mm-hmm. So he shuts off he closes blind. That happened. Then the lady next to me, she doesn't even have a book. Nothing out. She turns on this light. Man, so I'm sitting there trying to go to sleep. I can't go because this light is just shining on your boy. She falls asleep.
She ain't got no fingernail clippers or nothing now. She just
she falls asleep. So I'm reaching up to turn off her light. Apparently, her husband is the guy across the aisle sitting in the aisle right here. So I'm going up to turn the light off, and he like, You gonna turn? Well, he's looking at me as if like you really about to do that?
And I'd have looked at him like, yeah.
And I did it. So I was like,
making eye contact the whole time. You bring your arm down real slow. Like, yeah, that just happened.
I did that. Yeah. Say something.
Say something.
Say something. I go to sleep.
He was about my height, wasn't he?
Nah, he was shorter than me. That's why I felt good about the situation.
You silly.
I felt comfortable about it. 5 minutes later, I'm out. I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Boop. She turns the light back on and just sits there with the light on. I don't like getting into confrontations with women, so I don't say nothing because I don't know where it's gonna go, and I don't want to be. It's a lose lose situation. So anyway, 4 hours flight, 4 hours flying, and it was just terrible.
You know what you should have did? You turn your vent on and then point it toward her.
Oh,
Just to be petty.
Or I should have just faced her like this, though.
Mouth open.
Just making all type of noises on this lady. Because, man, I've never seen that. Who? Why you just got the light on?
Yeah.
You ain't got a bulb.
I don't get
nothing.
That.
Old punk.
Ass. It couldn't have been that dark in there either. Just because it's light outside, enough light is already coming through the plane.
Mm-hmm. And the disrespect with the window is just.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. Anyway, anything you want to get off of your chest?
Allergies, man.
Allergies.
Yeah, they was on my last nerve. Still on my last nerve, but I don't think I got nothing. Only thing that the forefront of my mind, everything, is the tour coming up.
Mm. What's the first date?
June 11th. At the Bourbon Room in L.A. So if you in the city, if you near the city, come on through.
Pull up on me.
Pull on up. But other than that, nah, I ain't got nothing. We got merch and stuff coming in for that. Mm. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a good one. I'll be there.
Cool.
Me and the wife, we'll be there to support. Look here, man. I'm guilty of this. When you see stuff on the internet, it's not always true. You have to do your research. I am so guilty of this. As soon as I see something, man, look at this. Look what's happening.
This boot is right here.
I sent Tank this Jerry Springer. Really, it's a skit. And I was like, man, look at Jerry Springer. He got...
You said it. You said we can talk about
Yes,
Jerry.
I said we can talk
and
about
it. And I didn't know about any of this. And I was like, man, what that do?
Yeah. So I'm like, man, this man done got kids, black kids at that, all this craziness. So if you haven't seen it, there's a video. It's like a Zoom casting call type video of Jerry Springer reading a script. He has two black kids, two white kids on a Zoom video. He's like, a lawyer. And he's like, hey, if you're watching this, I'm gone. Like, I died, which he did.
Yeah.
And he was like, all my.
Was it earlier this year he died?
Four,
was
five.
It earlier
yeah.
this year?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Me, I didn't know until this whole thing.
So he's talking to everybody saying, hey, if you're watching this, I passed away. Basically, to my white children, your mom kept me from my black children, you know? So I'm dead now, but I'm leaving everything except for the Louisiana house to my black kids. So the white kids get just one house, but the black kids get all his investments and all this blase, blase, period. Your boy, as soon as I saw that, he's like, oh, we gonna talk about this. I sent it to my wife, everything. But I didn't read the caption. Read the caption.
Caption bigger than the video.
Hey, caption was like, this is a skit. This is not real. This is fake.
From a movie that they were filming or something.
Yeah. Ah, they got me. They got you, boy. And I see how they get everybody else and how rumors and all that get started. Because your boy got caught.
You was
I was also telling my wife, I was like, hey, Jerry Seinfeld died. She was like, she said, who? I was like, Jerry Seinfeld. The man dead. Man,
Benny Jerry died, man.
And he got two black kids.
The story just getting bigger and bigger when Goose tell it.
Hey. I'm terrible at this, man. Oh my goodness. So Mel, she looked at it. She was like, "Hey, man." She didn't say amen. "Hey, Nick. Hey, Jerry Seinfeld still? You talking about Jerry Spring?" I'm like, "Oh yeah. Swap them out. Swap them last names out." But you got to read the caption, or you're gonna look like a fool, like your boy.
It's common. People don't be reading captions. People don't pay attention to videos. Period. A lot of times, people will watch a video and they'll come up with their own. You can say exactly that happens on here. Mm. We can say, "I don't know for sure." Mm-hmm. Or allegedly, or supposedly, and people, no, that ain't what happened. I just said I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. There's been many videos I posted, and I put in something in the caption, and you'll just see people, and then every now and then you get people's like, "Didn't y'all read the caption?" Because people don't be reading captions.
It's true.
It's so easy to just look at a video, listen to it, and not pay attention to what's below it.
And that's where that AI stuff is going to be. I mean, that's why AI is dangerous, because no one reads the caption. If it looks real, then it's real. And people going to run with that.
Yeah.
Well, I learned my lesson.
That's the damn part about editing and computer graphics getting so good, is people would look at stuff. Like, you know, the videos with the robots doing all these obstacle courses and stuff. All of them are fake.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you can look at them, and you can look at the shadows and see that everything don't always be lining up. But as soon as they get that down, it's still going to be hard to convince people that they're not real.
That's true. The world we in today.
Mm-hmm.
There's this video going viral of this guy talking about his homeboys that got married, and his homeboys, he's in the club with his married homeboy, and his homeboy's trying to get on women and was like, "Hey, don't tell my wife." And the homeboy's like, "Bro, I helped pay for your wedding. I got suits for your wedding.
Yeah, you gonna rent it. Yeah.
We had parties.
Bachelor parties. Yeah.
I done spent all this money for you to go marry this girl. And
I'm
also
$2,500 in on your wedding.
And also, I know your girl. Yeah. Like, I'm calling her sis. She calling me bro. Now you about to cheat on her and put me in this situation. I haven't been in that situation, but if I was, my partner would have to chill out. Like, don't put me." He would say I'm snitching because I'm not holding nothing in. When you forcing me to lie, you're changing. Now I feel uncomfortable. I hate lying. I hate having to try to keep up with a lie. What you feel about that, man?
I've been in that situation.
Mm.
And it was one of those. It wasn't even like, so kicking it with my boys, one boy in particular. Actually, I think I was kicking it with my boy, and he brought in his other fellas, his other dudes that he's cool with. So it was like he brought in me, which he calls me his brother, and then all these other dudes. They cool with it. You know, they the ones, we about to go out here. You know, he's attractive dudes. They're like, "Oh, let's bring him. We know women going to come around him anyway." I ain't with that. Yeah. I know you. I know your family.
Mm-hmm.
Including your wife. And it wasn't a thing of, it was one of the type of situations is like, I didn't know who the women were that we ended up around. I didn't know relationships. I was just there. And, you know, I didn't see nothing that really stood out to me, but it was still like, all right, we just went out, maybe we shot some pool or went out to a lounge. And they asked like 1:30 in the morning, "Why are these chicks still with us?" Maybe they belong to all them dudes. But the numbers are off. You know what I'm saying? If that is the case. And it, you know, things, I've been around situations like that to where anybody that's around me know that don't pull that around me, especially me and you go out. I'm that cool with Mel. Me and Mel's real cool. How am I supposed to look at her in her face?
Yeah.
If you ain't respecting her. And I got to show her more respect than what you showing her. And it was a couple of, it was one time, it was like, you know, his wife called, was like, "Did y'all go out so-and-so? Or where did y'all go?" I was not with him.
Yeah.
I was at the house. We talked at 2:30, said they was going there. I stayed at the house. I did not go out with them. Yeah. Don't put my name in it.
Yep, I feel the same
fact
way.
That your wife got my number,
yep,
and we this cool, if you out of town or if you in town, I'm the second phone call that's made if yep. she needs something.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that position.
Yep.
Anyway, that was years and years ago. That's all that got worked out, but I didn't – look, I'm not holding up no lie because it is the other thing. When something like that comes out – so – this is all theoretical, y'all. This ain't never happened. Goose, you go out, you got a side chick. I'm mm-hmm. cool.
Man, I got nothing. A bad one.
Got a bad one.
Woo.
White one.
Mm. Working with the
I'm
enemy.
Cool with it. I'm helping him lie. It ends up coming out. Tank, can't believe you lied for him. Mm-hmm. Now my wife looking at me. So what has he not told? What is he not telling that you doing?
Yep.
Now we doing the same thing out of everybody else's eyes.
Yep. You as dirty as I am.
Right.
Dirty dog.
And that's when, you know, when it was even brought up, it was like, oh, yeah, his other friends and this, that, and that. I said, man, all of them dudes is dirty.
Yeah.
I said, they know everything he's doing.
Yeah. That's, yeah. You can't, all that, it's catch 22. You lose, I keep saying this, you lose yeah. or you lose. I can't even imagine, like you said, if your wife has my number, and if, like you, when I go out of town, I'm like, hey, my wife there by herself. Nigga, if I call,
yeah,
I'ma just say, hey, they over there, go yeah. hurry up.
Well, she called. Get like over time there. She called me to help tie JoJo's tie. I was yeah. like, man, see? Call. Oh, something's wrong. Yeah. Hey, what's up? What phone is this? Where? I'm like, are you in trouble or not?
Exactly. So
she started yelling at me about my phone.
Cause you know that you got deep pocket, two phones.
Oh, shut up.
One for the man, what, load and one for
the write off.
Whatever. Oh, okay. What's the song though? Two phones.
Don't worry about the
one
song.
One for the load and one for the up for the plug. Kevin Gates, shout out to you, man.
Dang, you old.
Yeah, man. I am.
But when I was younger, man, I even saw one of my cousins check my other cousin with that.
Yeah.
He was like, man, don't we bring your dirt around here?
Yeah. He said you putting
everybody else in a position. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. like, you putting everybody else in a position. You run around here bragging about all these other girls, and then we supposed to look at your wife like everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that to us. I was like sitting there like, dang, he checking him.
I had one situation like that, but this was back when we were 19, 20, 21 or something. One of my partners got married young, and his wife, and I went to school with his wife, and she had called me. Where were y'all, Buzzy? And I'd tell her where we were, you know what I'm saying? But the simple fact that we would stay out 3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he was married. That was crazy to us. Looking back at it, he was too young to be married. He was just trying to live his life, you know what I'm saying? But anybody else?
Yeah, cause
I haven't had that.
Yeah.
With anybody else.
If it's a consistent thing of staying out there late, yeah, that's a problem. Like it's been me and Angel, we've both been out with our friends 2-3 in the morning.
Mm.
But like I know all them. Mm. You know, and if I'm out, she knows everybody I'm with.
Mm.
Ain't no trust issues. But yeah, consistently like that. And yeah, don't put me in that situation. Everybody know me, no. Don't put me in that situation. Yeah.
You better off doing your dirt by yourself. No matter what type of dirt you're doing, nobody can tell on you. So do it by yourself. Don't include your boy, because I'm going to tell on you. Straight up like that. Well, I ain't going to tell on you. Somebody asked me the right question. I'm not about to overwork myself to lie for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Goose,
broke.
Was you with Tank? No.
Nope.
What's that?
I was not. I was... washing the car. It's on the hey. I can show you the ring video. I wasn't there. Yeah. I don't want nobody coming to look for me. That bro code, bros before hoes.
Yeah. I imagine in that video, the dude going viral for that. I imagine in that video in the comments, there's a lot of dudes. Oh, it said fire. I was like, what? There's probably a lot of dudes like, nah, man, he's snitching. He ain't no real one. Blah blah blah. Dude got a point. Like I. It ain't got even nothing to do with the wedding and stuff. If you expect me to respect your wife,
if
you expect us to be like family,
mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna let no brother-in-law run around on my sister.
Yep. That's true, too, because now I'm looking at her in a whole different light.
Right.
You want me to go risk my life or go check on this girl you cheating on that you don't even exactly. respect. She, yeah, no sir. So, yeah. Y'all, if once you get once you get married, man, that's a tough situation. Yeah, some folk get married too early, and then they don't understand what it is really. Like, it's life changing. But
no, go ahead.
But once you're, you know, I'm just speaking. I'm almost 40. Almost, Tank's 42.
42. 41.
Yeah, he already over that hill. But once you get our age, you get some you get a little bit more mature about the situation. So that's where we talking from. I don't know how old dude is. If he was 21 to 25.
Nah, he's older.
Yeah, okay.
But
that 21, 25 in them 20s, that's a tough little area. But
with me, what I've seen is the age really don't matter. It has everything to do with the environment. Like the dudes that I know that have ran around, they hanging with a bunch of other dudes doing the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And what they doing to make themselves feel better is they're comparing the situations. Mm. Oh, I just did it. You know, I just did it for, you know, a couple months. You know, he been messing around for 5-6 years. Or, you know, he had 2-3 babies by old girl. I ain't have no kid. I'm like, that makes your situation better?
Mm.
So they really, to make themselves feel better, they're comparing it. Mm. It literally, any dude that I've have came across that's messing around, that's usually what it is. Cause I ask like, so what's up? What's up with that? Nah, man, it ain't, you know, I'm just doing this for a little bit. Then I'm like, what's that got to do with you?
Yeah. Birds of a feather flock together, brother. Also, I respect myself and my wife. That's the main reason I don't cheat. But another reason I don't cheat, I'd be afraid to get caught. I sleep next to this lady. At any point in time, she could end everything. Your boy sleep, she could off me in my sleep. I'm not trying to have that situation happen. Period. And since I'm talking about getting off and dead folk, y'all know Walmart.
Hold on real quick. Before you move on.
Oh, snap. What's
happening? Walmart. Yeah, we're going to get on that. My boy, he's a comedian. Larry, he just posted either yesterday or the day before. He said, ain't nothing cool about you being in your 40s or close to your 40s and talking about how many women you got. He was like, who wants to be that age dealing with that many different personalities, man? At that point, settle down. That ain't nothing cute about it. And it's true. It's just like you dealing with a bunch of grown people. There's nothing, to me, there's no reason I would look at a dude like, oh yeah, he's doing his thing with running around with a bunch of different women at our age.
Yeah.
That's a very immature way to look at it. Look at things. Yeah.
That was the thing back.
When you young.
In high school, yeah. Boy, Goose be getting them hoes, boy. Blah, blah, blah. Then go play video games or something.
Yeah. You with a bunch of dudes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, boy. Who's next?
Unless you just a rich joker and you just do what you want, and the women are with you because of the money, because usually that's what it is, and that's how they accept it. I mean, yeah, man. Having one lady is enough to deal with. Then and trying, that's the thing. Doing it and trying to hide it is stupid. Situation
at this grown age is stupid.
Now if you got hoes and you polygamy, and not saying if you're in a polygamy relationship your girls are hoes, I'm just saying if you have a plethora of women and they all know about each other and y'all fine with that, cool, you know, that's a nice situation. But if you up here,
you think that
2-3 different phones hiding this text, doing this text, and you if you at home sleeping with your phone down and you afraid for your lady to look through your phone, you probably going to die 10 years early from all that stress.
You hear about the dude that was in a polygamy relationship, had a stroke?
What?
He had a stroke from dealing with all the, like, I think he had 3 wives or 5. I don't know. I think maybe 2 or 3 wives, and then they had, like, a girlfriend in and out or whatever, and Yeah, that boy had like, I think he survived, but he had like a massive stroke. Because like you, and.
What?
Yeah.
I asked my wife, what you want to eat? I don't know, just get something. I'm like, cool. I get Chick-fil-A or something. I ain't want no Chick-fil-A. I'm like, you said get what I, no, I thought you would get some like barbecue. That's what I have a taste for. I just asked you.
That's called marriage.
But you go from there, and then the next girlfriend is like, I want sushi. Or just like you got that simple question about what you want to eat could turn into craziness. And you got 3 to 4 of them. Oh, yeah, you about to have a stroke, playboy.
That's the thing with I can only imagine with these like polygamy relationships. Is people look at it as like, oh yeah, you got all these different women, but if you doing it right, quote unquote right, you are involved deeply in all three of those, or four, or two, or however many there are relationships. And all the stuff that happened with one relationship, you got the similar situations gonna happen with the rest of them. True. Like how?
I haven't really seen. I don't know. I'm not in that world. I don't know how they, like you said, how? I'm not sure. Because everybody's not that mature. Everybody's not thinking the same. I know one lady is like, oh, he shows her more attention. Mm-hmm. Or I know one.
But supposedly they supposed to be like sister wives. Like they supposed to, come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
I know women that are best friends that can't get along. Yeah. Let alone now you doing something for her child. For your son and her, and you ain't did it for her. Come on, it's only gonna last so long.
Yeah, it's only gonna last for so long. It really is, and I honestly feel like it's correct. Well, no, don't correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like I'm right. It's my opinion. I think it's all about sex, because you don't really see women with multiple husbands.
There's one, right?
I know of one. Yeah. I know of one, and now that she's starting to bring more dudes in,
it's a problem.
It's a problem. Now, that's why I'm saying it's about sex, because men cannot share one woman. Period. It's not.
They think they can. Dudes that got. I know dudes that got a side chick that got mad when she's talking to other dudes.
It's not.
It's like what. You can't. You in the wrong even talking to her. Why you care what she's doing over here?
It's not happening. The dude can get comfortable with that one husband. Like, man, me and this dude tight, blase, blase. But, man, I hate hearing them have sex, though. It's not happening.
I've seen.
Vice versa, you take it to women. I mean, the men having multiple women. I'm not sure if it's about sex then it might be more about attention, but I mean, one man can't emotionally satisfy multiple women. So it boils down to that booty to me.
It's even I see more often than not, it seems like people that are in open relationships, like couples therapy. Mm-hmm. We was watching that. There's always a boundary issue.
Yep.
In all those relationships, it always ends up being some type of boundary issue somewhere.
Hold up. Y'all can see me anyway, laugh. I'm looking off.
What you laughing at?
I'm laughing because these folk be, the lady was like, she's not having sex with me. And then she asked the lady, well, where were you? She was like, she was with her other lover. Are you mad at her for me? Y'all agreed upon this.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the boundary.
It's always a boundary issue, man.
You tell a man, hypothetically, Melanie tells me, this is an open relationship, baby. You know, whoever you find attractive, you know, go ahead. Just protect yourself. I'll be around here like a jackrabbit.
Woo! He did the Ric Flair.
Woo! Mel would be like, hold up.
That ain't what I meant.
I mean, one girl a year. I'll be like, oh, I thought you meant one a day. You know what I'm saying? You can't open the gate. Y'all was like, Goose, get buff. Boy, I'm like, why? burn them calories. You can't.
You're going to be sleepy nonstop, man. What's wrong? I ain't got no energy.
More power to you if you can withstand it. I just feel like there's a piece to the puzzle that's always going to be like, oh, no, you're taking it too far.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from a man. You can't give a man. You give him an inch, he's taking a mile when it comes to, it's okay, baby. If you need something, go ahead and get it. You want some head from over there, go on and get it. He's going to, all right, I'm about to get it. I ain't, you know. He going to get it. But
anyway, moving on.
How did that bring, what were we talking about to be talking about?
People cheating and then dudes and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The homeboy telling his homeboy, lying for you. I got lost. Back to this Walmart situation. Walmart apparently had life insurance policies on their workers that had illnesses. And they were cashing in on the life insurance policies after they people done died. I didn't even know you could take a life insurance policy out on somebody that didn't sign off on it.
That's what I'm thinking. It had to be in the paperwork somewhere. Like they signed something that they didn't know they were signing.
Probably.
Because you can't Patreon. You can't take a life. They have to sign something, don't they?
Rap labels. They take life insurance policies out on their rappers.
I can believe it.
And they be cashing in.
Here's the thing with that. It's like, especially at the rate.
Yeah.
These dudes be getting shot up. Look, man, you done signed this contract. We done gave you half a million millions of dollars.
Yeah.
If you die before this contract is up, we going to get that money. Yeah. That's dirty. But can you sign a...
Can somebody take a life insurance policy out on you without you knowing? Is that even a thing? And if
that's
so,
the thing, you would have. I guess you would have to know about it,
or sign the paperwork. I'm guilty of this.
Chris, aka Mr. Talent, is hidden in the paperwork a lot of times. Because a lot of times you sign on to a company.
Man.
And it's like all this paperwork, and you just like, man, just let me
you
hear.
You know how
sign
many
this
times
I
done signed the accept the terms.
Oh,
on everything. Click this box.
Except, man, get out of here. I just did it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trying
to look at a website, man. Yeah. Come on. Now I'm mad because I'm getting all these robocalls.
Your firstborn probably is owned by.
Yeah, you already know.
I mean, I've.
They said companies do it all the time.
Applying for jobs. You signing all that paperwork. You're not even reading. And who's reading it?
Yeah, they said you could take it out on somebody else, but there's a limit on how much without them knowing. Like, there's a limit, which is crazy to me.
That is wild. That is, I wonder if somebody got a policy out on me and I don't even know about it.
Possibly.
And then hire somebody to hit me off or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah, depending on how much, it might not be worth it. How much it costs to hire the hit.
Mm.
But if you can get a cheap hit, hey.
Shit. Hey, put some. Oh, you know what? I just remember something I didn't put on the list. But making a hit, putting a hit out on somebody or killing somebody. Yeah. That's wild, though. And it's Walmart.
Yeah, so apparently a lot of companies do it. But
they were specifically pinpointing the people that had a history of illnesses.
Hold up, time out.
They're being strategic about this. Oh, this dude's healthy.
Earl on his last
about
leg.
To die. Matter of fact, hire him.
Yeah, hire him.
Put him in
put
the
him
back.
On third row, the third shift.
Yep, with all the dust. The machinery,
this is
overtime, work his ass.
This is what I don't understand, though. Like, when we got life insurance, you had to, like, we had to get physicals.
And that's how they're figuring out they got illnesses. That has to be. And then they get as much life insurance as possible on that person.
But I've never been on a company that had a physical where they like draw blood and stuff though.
Oh, they must. They
do they be doing y'all be having jobs that do all of that?
They well, one for one is Walmart. They just massive company. They might just
they said all you need is a social security number.
That's what I'm about to say. They probably got whatever, man. We taking this insurance policy out. Here's his address, here's his name, blah blah blah.
All for lower amounts.
Yeah, for lower amounts.
Yeah, because if me or Angel go, we either one of us are gonna be set. Y'all might find me on a yacht. Huh?
How much you got your life?
I ain't telling you nothing.
I might take one out on you. Let us tell it. Just turns the goose talking. Lies. Y'all.
You'll be on here in the Versace robe.
Sorry we lost Tank yesterday. Tragic accident. Put some on.
You can ask us a question. ADB, say what?
I said put some fentanyl.
Fentanyl?
Yeah. This white lady,
by the story, we can determine the race. Go ahead.
This is another topic. But anyway, yeah, Walmart doing that bull, killing people.
Man, the family sued, right?
Walmart ain't killing people, but they're taking life insurance policies out. And yes, one of the family members found out about it, and now they're suing Walmart for doing it. But I don't know how you would win. If they're paying for it,
That's dirty. That needs to be some limitations.
It is. Walmart's like, hey, you should have did it yourself. You knew he was about to go.
I'm gonna get a couple more life insurance.
Society, work, man, these folk don't give a damn about you.
Nah.
They took out life insurance on these people. On another hand, Walmart is selling small homes that have two levels for $9,000. So if y'all know somebody that need
What's
a house.
What's the square footage of them?
Now, I don't know the square footage.
But you live in a small home?
Oh, I live in a small home. I live difference. Off the grid.
I would feel the difference. You're so weird in his Lego home.
Hey,
yo. Look at all this space. I walk in like, oh, goo, hey, man, you can't. Tank, what you doing? Come on in.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just chill right here in the front, man. Okay. This is a nice little setup you got.
All right. That was there. Okay, you got me.
Hold on. How big are these small homes, though?
They $9,000, but they have two floors. Oh, man. I don't know if they come with restrooms or anything. They probably just like a shed.
There was some influencers that was living in a small home.
They probably do, but they probably did their small home right.
Yeah, they made it.
Yeah. And
but it was small. Like, I don't understand why you would want to do that to yourself.
Their beds are underneath, like, yeah.
Just get an RV.
RV. One of them huge RVs where you can get around.
Well, that's more than $9,000, though. It's expensive.
Yeah. You ain't getting nothing less. That thing is probably a shell with some stairs in it. And then you do whatever you want to do with it. Woo! Yeah, boy, you want to know the difference. let me tell y'all about this guy. He was on Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. It wasn't Wheel of Fortune. It was Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud.
So the question was, what is a mistake you made? What's the mistake you made at your wedding?
Yeah.
And the guy says, I'm sorry, baby, but the mistake I made was saying I do at my wedding. You know, it's Wheel of Fortune.
Laugh like,
yeah, like, it's Wheel of Fortune. You just trying to say the right answer.
Family Feud.
Damn, Wheel of Fortune.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, Family Feud. So this guy says it's on Family Feud. 2 years later,
somebody said we should build a small home.
I don't know how legal that'll be. Well, we'll put it
on
a lot. Put it?
On the at the sound stage.
Oh, damn right. We can build it inside the sound stage.
and just leave it there. Y'all, y'all take it down.
Yeah. Y'all use it as a prop.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could build one. I ain't about to stand in it though. I trust myself on that one. 2 years later, that same man that said I do was a mistake killed his wife.
Yeah.
Home invasion. They both had restraining orders on each other. I don't know what was happening.
They were going through a divorce. And they both, I think her restraining order on him came first. And from what I've seen, usually in divorces and stuff, if they both end up usually getting restraining orders just to make it look equal. I think it's like just from the lawyers to make the judges look like, oh, well, it's equal. This, my client isn't the problem, it's that person. But yeah, going through a divorce, had a restraining order, and the only way they found, I guess some neighbors or something tried to call her. And she wasn't responding. Nobody else on the phone went over there, and she was shot multiple times.
And this is another
Steve
reason.
Steve Harvey could have prevented this.
Yes.
I'm just joking. No, we couldn't, y'all.
This is another reason why you shouldn't be out here cheating on your spouse. Because this could have, not sure why they got a divorce, but that man probably was like, she's dealing with somebody. Anyway. Don't cheat on your spouse because you could wind up shot up off of some dumb shit like that. Also,
I know it wasn't financial.
It could be financial too. It could be whatever reason. Yeah, I'm just telling y'all. I'm just saying.
It sounded like they was having issues at the beginning.
To eliminate it, to lower your risk of getting shot, just eliminate the cheating. Then the financial and whatever else could come later. But yeah, don't be out here cheating on your spouse. We were talking about, we've been talking about death a lot on this one.
You, man.
Me? Well, let's keep it going. Let's keep it. Hey, this Utah woman wrote a children book about grief, and she wrote it for her children because her husband passed away. So she wrote a book, and the book did fairly well. She was on TV shows or whatever. I wrote this book because my husband died and it was for my kids, blase, blase, and it's all praise to this lady. So then the autopsy comes out and her husband had 4 times the limit of fentanyl in his body. So apparently the night of his death, she made him a mixed drink. And I don't even know where she got the fentanyl from.
She wrote the book before or after he died?
After he died.
Oh, I was like, that's
no. After he died.
Oh, okay.
She, and that had to be planned. She was like, you know what? After I kill this mother, I'm going to write a book and get paid off the book.
That was her plan?
Why else would you write the book?
Oh, I thought it was saying like she was trying to be a best-selling author. Best-seller. So she, okay.
I don't see you killing your husband like, oh, let me write a book. I see you pre-planned
about it,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to write a book. And then they would never think it was me.
They would never be none the wiser.
Hey, man, what made you think they weren't going to do the autopsy and find fentanyl in this man's body when, the autopsy is going to show you everything.
They said the husband said that he thinks his wife was trying to kill him.
The one that killed the Family Feud dude?
Nah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Fentanyl.
The fentanyl.
Dang. If I get that feeling, I'm not coming home. Yeah. Because there's nothing a man can do. Women could offer us so fast. Could bam!
Hold on.
Then shake
Hold
them.
Up, stop. Hold up. Rewind. What they do?
Bam!
Bam! Because that's how women shoot guns.
Hey.
Bam!
A robber, a thief can run in the house. Home invasion. A butt naked lady there, like, he'll just be like, ugh. Bam! Gotcha.
It's a self-defense 101, ladies.
Hey, a woman can deceive a man and have him in such a vulnerable position. It's over every time. Then you equate that to, I mean, yeah, you equate that to your wife. You walk around the house all free. Hey, I'm so vulnerable at the house. If the kids ain't there, I'm butt naked walking around. I ain't worried about a damn thing. My wife gives me anything. Hey, taste this. Hell yeah.
Look. Walk up in there with two katanas.
Man, it chop your butt up. I mean.
I couldn't imagine being in an environment like that. Like, I understand, like, more commonly it's probably women that may feel, if they were a dude, might not feel safe or feel like they're in danger. But, like, as a man, I couldn't imagine just me being me, my wife being my wife, fearing that she's trying to do something. Like, where are we at in our relationship to where I think that she might be trying to do something to me?
What did she do to have you thinking that? Like, were you in the tub and there was a radio on and she was like, hey, baby?
Yeah.
Who is she? But it wasn't plugged in that time. Yeah. You're like, oh.
It wasn't plugged in.
The next situation. Shit.
Yeah, you go open the closet and a bunch of stuff fall out.
And good she's thing. Always around good the thing, corner.
Yeah, look at her. You okay?
What made him think she was trying to kill him? And why didn't you act on that? Like, that was, she ain't trying to kill me.
Yeah, because that's the case. I ain't drinking nothing. I ain't eating nothing.
Oh, I'm telling you,
hey, babe, I couldn't. Nah, that's all right. I'm going to go down here at Panda Express. I'm good.
That's a terrible feeling.
That's how you going to know Angel trying to do something to me, because I'm picking up a bunch of weight. That means I'm just eating out of this fast food.
Yeah, Angel just waiting at the house. When he come back.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nah. She,
bam!
Hey, self-defense 101, like you said. Women, if you all are in trouble, if a man is attacking you, if you...
I'm just imagining it like a silk robe flapping in the wind when you...
Hey, if a man is attacking you and you...
Dude, don't be out here giving no I'm goddamn just saying, self-defense. No.
You give way to it.
No.
And like, okay, yeah, let's do this. A dude would be like, oh, she want it. And his guard would drop. And that's when you, bow, gotcha.
Listen, let's go ahead and make this disclaimer. This is not a
self-defense. That's a serious thing. I'm sorry. Don't. If you get an attack, fight back. Try to kill this. Whoever he is. Hurt, grab his balls, twist him, do something.
Eye gouge. I always go for the eyes.
A wife and a husband. A wife has the upper hand when it comes to killing this person easily with no stress about it. The wife usually cooks, feeds, cleans, any and everything around that house. A man is not even paying no attention to that stuff. That's why I'm like, I don't know what he noticed to be like,
this lady's
trying to kill me. And then.
Like your brakes ain't working out. I don't know.
If you got some crazy people out there. If there's any sign of Mel trying to kill me, she would not. I'd be like, Greg just disappeared. I don't know where he is. I mean, I'll be gone.
You'll see videos of Greg back in Decatur just wilding out in the club.
Hey, we back at it again tonight. Oh, yeah, my beard shaved though. We back at it again tonight. You know what I'm saying? And make mistakes, say my name. Tommy.
Yeah. Like, ain't fooling nobody.
That's a scary and terrible feeling to think that. And you go home every night. But dang, I didn't know that. But anyway, this lady did that and wrote a book about it. People are dirty. The government dirty. People dirty. All these motherfuckers.
So she got charged?
Dirty. Yeah. She's about to get either she's already locked up, but they had little pictures of her in court or whatever. She killed that man. Golly, and then your kids. You done.
That's messed up right there. That's what I was thinking about the other dude. You gonna kill your wife. You in prison now. Your kids is by themselves. With her. She done killed her husband. Kids, come on, y'all.
Folk losing their minds. But if I was going to get rid of my spouse, I'd just take on a cruise. Hit off the boat. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
If Mel ever go missing on a cruise, I don't care. You know, I don't care what it is.
Mel, the way the person Mel is, she has survived.
Just laying on the lower deck. I'm gonna get your ass. She be like, I ain't even mad today.
Mel is so pissed. She has survived and come back like nothing even happened.
You would get home from the cruise.
Good morning.
Now I've been waiting on you.
I be living my life scared as hell. Like, dang, she gonna get me one of these days. Oh man, yeah, Mel would be petty like that. Be petty and survive.
What's next?
Ain't nothing next.
Is that
we
it?
We finished everything. Walmart, them houses, these folk killing their husbands.
Oh, I got two questions. Where they at?
Oh man. Have y'all heard the Tyrese song? Go ahead, look for your
hold up.
Look for your question.
We should have brought this up earlier. So Tyrese, he's getting a divorce, or has he got a divorce? He's going through a divorce, and he wrote this song. Did y'all hear the song yet? If you haven't, go look for that song. Yeah, I'm ready. God dang.
Your boy Tyrese wrote a song, and he's talking about why you got me paying all this child support. It was this love, or was it just a transaction? I think any man with money, any woman with money, the money is a factor in everything. So if you divorce me and you're worth millions, I want my millions. As much millions as I can get. I don't care how long we've been married. Lawyer, this man is in Transformers. This guy is in every episode of every movie, Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. He is paid. Get me as much money as you can. $700 million, $70 million.
That's going to be the approach.
Yeah. You got to.
I can see, yeah. There from the beginning, that's automatic. I don't know how long he's been married to this lady. I don't know if she signed a prenup. Mm-hmm. But usually a lot of these attorneys can get something somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Tyrese, for real. Sorry you got to do that. Going through that. Go ahead.
All right, so. Shit. Somebody asked, who's the question from? The first one about building? Nisha Grant. We thought about doing a building segment or a fixing segment on here. The problem is this is a podcast. It's mainly put up for audio and not video. Mm. So putting in that kind of work for the episode, we could talk about the stuff, but putting in that kind of work for the episode would kind of be a moot point because most people are just listening to this.
That's true. We could do something and just upload it.
Yeah, just upload it to the channel.
Yeah.
The next question was from ADB, who was asking, I'm not saying it verbatim, but is there a such thing as good coochie and bad coochie? Or are men just programmed to say that it's good?
Oh, yeah.
Or does it all just feel the same?
No.
It don't all feel the same.
No, it all, yeah.
Different coochie is just as different as the shape. And y'all's coochie is like a fingerprint. It ain't like shaped like nobody else's.
Mm-hmm. You got some tight ones, you got some worn out ones.
Yeah.
You got some that are super wet, you got some that are dry.
Yeah.
You got some that smell good, and you got some that smell bad.
All facts. Mm-hmm. It's definitely
grip on you.
Yeah.
You got some that got that grip.
You got something that can get down on you and squeeze and pick you up and fix the bed sheet. but no, it's definitely not something that said there is. Coochie does feel different for different people.
Yeah. I can talk from experience. Those balls that women put up,
Kegel exercises. Yeah.
Women, if you do that, literally, when the guy's penis inside you, you can f- vice grip that thing, and you can, the guy will feel it, everybody will feel it. So
yeah, it's a thing.
It's a muscle. So
I'm sure the women might know that, I'm assuming.
Some don't, some.
Yeah, it's true.
But you put them, these little balls, you put them, and you hold them in there, it's like flexing, then you let it go, flexing, and that muscle gets strong.
I've heard of people be putting them in when they clean the house and just hold them in there.
I recommend that. That might be the product, my next product come out, Kegel balls.
They already exist though.
Yeah, but mine gonna have goose on it.
You gonna have your face on it?
Yeah. Have my face on it with my tongue out. Oh man. Oh, I might do that.
Alright, so yeah, we look at that. We got two questions in and everything.
What was the first question? She said something about what?
If we was gonna build something.
Oh yeah, build something. I wanna give everybody my experience on building things. I'm not a contractor, okay? So I've been in the maintenance field for like 15 years. So I know how things are built, but building things to code, I don't know how you feel about that. I can't build things to code. I can build stuff from scratch. But
I think
it's not, it's, I have enough knowledge to teach you, the average person, something. But
yeah, I think that's mainly what it is. Is they want to be taught stuff, not necessarily like building stuff from code. They'd just be neat to see. Mm. But yeah, no, like we both, y'all see us doing stuff around the house, fixing stuff, building random stuff.
Yeah,
that ain't the thing. Somebody said, "Who's this?" Queen Cotton said, "So basically, we all just out here competing." No, you're not.
What you talking about?
With their coochies?
Oh.
You're not competing. Anybody would just be happy to be in it. Trust me.
Yeah, you know what?
Here's the thing. Coochies are different. Dudes ain't that picky, though.
Yeah. I was just about to say, to the guy's question, they are different, but they're not like life-changing. Like, oh!
That was a woman's question.
Oh, that woman's question.
Yeah,
okay.
I would assume.
There's no major difference. Hmm. There's no major difference to where it's like, oh man, I don't like her no more. You know, I'm with this. I'm leaving my wife for this. No, they're not that different. They're different, but they're not that mind blowing different. That sloppy toppy might be, but the vajayjay.
Let him have it on his own. You talking about the one about us? If it comes down to it financially. Yeah, Chris, a.k.a. Mr. Talent, said, if it comes down to it financially with no help from your wives, do y'all continue to make content or go back to your 9-to-5? I'm going to continue.
I'm currently looking for a job. I told y'all last week?
No, week before last week, year.
Yeah, I'm currently looking for a job. I mean, I need some more money. Shit, you, brother or sister, my wife got fired, so she's no longer the breadwinner like that in the house. Your boy is. So I need some more money. So yes, I am looking for a 9-to-5, and whatever else money generates from the podcast generates from the podcast. But yeah, your boy looking for a job.
I'm gonna keep on this content. Yeah, simple as that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep doing this thing. 9-to-5 is always a good fallback. That's gonna be that's like a plan C, D, or E.
Plan B for me.
But that's that. Anyway, fam.
No more questions. I like that.
You like the? We'll do an episode of questions. We gonna have to put it in Patreon. Y'all flood out the questions.
With the podcast and content, though, to further reiterate on this, don't ever quit your 9-to-5 to do a podcast that you think going to generate money, because it takes time for these podcasts to generate money. Like, to generate enough money to supplement your regular income. So there's a lot of social media influencers that also work because.
Yeah. All right, Chris, damn it. We going to do it on another episode.
What Chris talking about?
A whole bunch of questions.
Chris!
Put them on there. Put them in the thing for not this chat. We got to get somewhere where y'all can put it on the episode maybe. In this episode when it goes up. And for next week.
I'll review them and then have it. I'll be the producer. Nice producer. That could be my 9 to 5. No, it ain't. Anyway, man. That was another episode of Let Us Tell It.
No, don't you do that. It's your boy. He was like, thank you for tuning in to Daddy Issues.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. This is the first time we went live with our Patreon, the Media Family. Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY. And on YouTube, Building with Goose. Me and the family on there. And reppedmerch.com is where you can get the crew necks.
Also, we forgot to say that at the top, welcome back, because yes, we didn't upload last week.
You know what? We didn't. I forgot all about that. What happened? Oh,
traveling and
people, schedules, everything was just hectic.
And I'm Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus N on the gram, Facebook at Marcus N on the book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my Building Body Butter, Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Also, if you're watching this, you can listen to it across all podcast streaming platforms, Apple and Google. Make sure you rate and review and all that crap. If you're listening, you can also watch this on Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It podcast. And also, June 11th, LA is going to cause an argument podcast tour kicks off. Make sure you, if you're in the area, check that out. And that's all we got.
Yep.
Till next week, we'll holler back at y'all.